Interview 2.
Sam Walton is dead, but his company continues to stress Sam's Main Street small town ideals. That's their story. The fact is, Walmart's accused of purposely turning the downtown of small town after small town into ghost town after ghost town.
They moved into towns all across the South because the easiest person they could put out of business was mom and pop.
Angela and Glenn Fargu once owned a store in Donaldsonville, Louisiana, population 8,000. They sold a bit of everything, bikes, toys, lawnmowers. Business was thriving until Walmart arrived in 1983.
Our business basically shut down in 86 after 3 years. We stayed open because we had savings and we were young, and like Angela tells me, I was totally dumb.
The bitter fact was the Fargus couldn't buy bikes wholesale for what Walmart was selling them retail. Walmart's enormous purchasing power is the reason. Also, the Fargus say they reduced prices to purposely put competitors like themselves out of business.
In the 10 years before Walmart opened, we had a total of 20 business failures. In the 10 years after Walmart was here, we had 185 business failures. You could buy a bicycle in 8 locations in this town. Today, if you want to buy a bicycle, you can only buy it at Walmart.